This episode of the Critical Condition Sports Podcast is brought to you by Fightback CBD. If you've ever been interested in trying CBD or you just dabble in CBD products in general, Fightback CBD is the best product for you to try today. Fightback CBD has been around for a long time and they've really perfected their CBD recipe. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that Fightback CBD is not only 100% THC free, but they also have the certificate of analysis for all the products. So if you're curious about trying CBD, you're not sure, you're scared about taking a drug test over there, Fightback CBD is doing CBD the right way by providing you a certificate of analysis that will pretty much ensure you that you're getting nothing but 100% safe, 100% THC free stuff that'll protect you just in case if you're getting a drug test out there, and it'll keep you safe just in case if you're nervous about trying CBD. Once again, go ahead and try Fightback CBD. Go ahead and give these guys a follow on Instagram. Check out their website. Try out some of their products and what they're doing right now for all Critical Condition Sports listeners. What you can do right now is you can go to Fightback CBD website. You can go over there and at checkout, pick your products out, hit checkout. And right before you do that, you enter the promo code CCS20. Once again, that promo code is CCS20 for you to get 20% off at checkout. Once again, go out there and follow at Fightback CBD and check out some of their amazing products. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome back to Critical Condition Sports. Today's a very special episode of the Critical Condition Sports Podcast because I don't have not one, not two, but three awesome guests here today joining me here at the same time. It's a tough 29 reunion, I like to say here. You know, I got 5-1 professional fighter Andre Petroski. I have Josh Redinghouse, who's a 16-5 professional mixed martial artist. And I have Vince Murdoch, who's a 12-4 professional mixed martial artist as well. And they're all castmates, teammates on The Ultimate Fighter season 29 that's currently airing on ESPN Plus or just finished airing, depending on when you're listening to this. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome.
Thank you. Most importantly, we are the Wolf Pack, right? So just want to get that.
There we go. Wolfpack minus one here.
Yeah, Dan should be here, but apparently he's got better things to do, which, you know, we're all curious what those better things are.
And how are you doing, Josh?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having us. Thanks for putting it together. This is cool.
Awesome, man. Andre, brother, how have you been, man? I like the jersey. We're kind of matching here. It you look like an extremely fit guy compared to me on this thing, so.
Yeah, I got my signatures on here. I got Josh Redinghouse.
Is that his hand? The naked guy?
Fuck.
What was that?
Who was the naked guy that just walked past this?
Yeah, car? You said a naked guy walking. Dude.
You just gotta act like that didn't just happen.
So this guy joined the wolf pack? I mean,
there is a spot open.
Okay, so I want to get to this. So what is the Wolf Pack exactly, and who's the real leader on this thing? Because I know I've asked this stuff. Who is the leader? Who created this? Because I heard Andre did it. I think Vince is kind of like the boss here. I don't know who's in charge and how did this come about.
Commander. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody got that reference, but it's a Jay and Silent Bob reference. But I love that. You know, I don't know. I think Dan, unfortunately, was the one that kind of put the whole thing together. He had three bandanas and, you know, we saw Josh put on the list that he wanted, you know, he secretly put a bandana on the list and we're like, dude, Josh wants to be a part of the Wolfpack. But,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But, you know, I think it just kind of started as like, just a little, you know, a little group. We were all wrestlers. Another reason why Josh came in late, because I don't think he wrestled, and if he did wrestle, he didn't carry himself like a wrestler. He's like a
wrestle. What are you talking about?
But you know, the Wolf Pack started with the people that sat in the front. That was me. I sat in the middle. I keep getting this.
it's video and audio.
Andre sat on the outside, and then first it was like the front seat group, Wolfpack, you know, Josh was always a part of it. I just like to give him a hard time.
Yeah. And for the record, I did sit in the front seat one or two times for sure. There's actually a picture of me sitting in the front seat.
But was the car started?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. It was always a big deal if Josh tried to. Yeah, I remember you tried to sit in there a few times. Had to remove.
No. So Dan was the one that created it. Dan's not here though. Gosh, I guess he's got better things.
I wish. It wasn't so. I mean, we just kind of formed a little group in the house, and originally it started with me, Andre, and Dan. Josh didn't really join because he was rooming with Brady, and they're having like a weird love affair going on. So we kind of just left them to each other at first. But
comment on that.
Oh yeah, I want to hear it. Okay, let's.
Josh wasn't a part of the Wolf Pack because when I first met him, I had no interest in getting.
I'm so upset that never made the show.
I'm like, this dude is so lame. Like, dude. I have no interest in getting to know this guy.
Josh definitely had like a lot of earning or like to earn his keep. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he came off as an analyst, the guy with the best credit score.
Dude,
he is not
nailed his SATs.
He wore a T-shirt under his fucking jersey, like.
Bro, so did Miles, bro. So did Miles.
That worked out.
Miles. Yeah, right. Miles. Speaking of Miles, if you can get me that fight for PFL, sign me up.
Let's call out.
Andre and Miles. Whoa.
Whoa. What are you saying? Are you saying that you're going to PFL, not the UFC, or what?
Well, I just see him in pictures with Ray Sefo all the time.
Oh. Fuck PS.
Oh, Miles, yeah.
But you see him post a picture of Volk and was like, the real world champion.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
Yeah,
Miles said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's kind of weak. He could have been, in my opinion, he could have been more vocal with, us, his teammates, and the coaches, and regarding, his injury. It looked like he wanted – maybe a way out, or he just didn't want to tell. He didn't communicate with us or the coaches very well. We didn't even know he was pulling up. Half the guys didn't even know he was pulling out of the fight until they did it live, on TV. And we were just like, And it's kind of unfortunate it went that way because we were all supposed to be a team. And, we went to bat for him a few times and it just sucks. The injury could have been very real. All I know is, we showed up and had an opportunity that very few got. And it's kind of one of those things, shoot your shot. I injured myself almost every week on the show, a lot of us were dealing with a lot of things there. And I was just shoot your shot,
Yeah. The part of the show that I didn't get to see until it aired was when in the doctor's office and the doctor asks him, hey, is it okay if your coaches join for the, when I give you the results, and he's like, no, I just want to be in the room by myself. And that's when I knew he's definitely looking for a way out.
Yeah. You would want to bring in your coaches. Those are the people that are closest to you at the moment and they're cornering you for your fight and want their
thing
to
him,
So it must've, I guess in a sense felt, maybe I'm not gonna say a little awkward, but just a little strange that, he didn't make that decision to have some good brains or good minds on there to really help chime in on the situation, of course, because there's a difference between you hearing it from the doctor's voice and there's a difference between a doctor telling me something and then me relating the message to you guys. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to explain it the same, correct?
Well, it turns out Dr. Davison said he could fight and that he was, it was a tear, but he was able to compete on it. And that's what it makes it so weird. It's like if he felt any other way, I think, having the coaches on your side, if you didn't want to compete, would have looked better than just not competing and then the truth getting out that way. So I don't know. He kind of shot himself in the foot, it seems like, but I don't know why he's mad at us or Tega. That guy did everything he could to, give us everything we needed and was right there, So I thought that was weird.
So, but why would he be mad at you guys? Is there you actually have seen that he was mad at you guys, the team?
I mean, I haven't talked to him. I mean, I don't know if he's mad. I mean, if he is, then fuck him. But
I haven't talked to him either. I think he was just upset with how the episode played and how Brian's reaction to everything. But that's just, I haven't directly talked to him, but I think that's what happened.
Okay. Now let me move to this guy. So you guys aren't good. The Ultimate Fighter is a reality show. It is as real as it gets. There's not pre-planned prompt drama from, anyone that's ever been on the show that's told me this. So how does it feel to watch the show? You've lived the life. You were there 6 weeks. Then the show's airing.
The whole show. They didn't air so much stuff. There needs to be
good stuff. Full extra.
And and it's probably one of the most frustrating things is because we are, our lives are filmed from the second we wake. Our lives are filmed when we're sleeping. And there's so much stuff. Our whole day is just never in there. You know how many chess matches were played? Like, you guys saw one, but there was about six a day. And I don't know. And it was kind of weird to see how much they didn't use, you know, Andre. No,
the bird that committed suicide. Are you kidding?
I keep telling people about the bird. We had a straight up funeral for a bird.
Oh, dude, that was miserable for me because me and Andre both had to fight. That was the last day in the house. And last we're fucking. Day. And I'm like warming up and this bird's just like fucking in, you know, a couple feet from me. And I was like, man, he don't look very good. And one of the producers like, yeah, he'll be all right. And then we're just like, I think people are cooking and we just see him waddle all the way over to the fucking, to the pool. And he just goes, boop, and just tries to drop or drops himself. And unbeknownst to me, the guys did a funeral for him and, you know, rest in peace, bird. But it was like a bad omen. You know, I went in there, got my ass kicked. I even thought to myself, I said, God, please, you know, let me sacrifice this bird. I sacrificed him for my win and it backfired. Fuck, man.
So apparently a lot of stuff didn't air. You know, I was always curious to see why they didn't air the whole Andre and Dan cereal session.
Dude, these guys told me they were done eating cereal, and I'm laying in bed. I start hearing like clinging of spoons and the bowls, and I'm like, what the fuck? And
what were you eating though?
And so I come out, and Dan and Andre are splitting a bowl of cereal, eating out of the same
cereal.
Cereal.
I don't think that's a word.
Are you saying Pam or Pam?
Gentlemen. Okay,
man. Too many inside jokes.
So yeah, there really is. But the pimple popping thing, this was one of the most wild things I've ever been a part of, witnessed, or even like, it's weird because usually I feel like I would be in the driver's seat, but Andre like gripped this massive bubble of a cyst on Mitch's back. I mean, this thing was fucking the size of a quarter. It was disgusting. And I think this was like the day before his fight too. I don't know. But we took, I think it was a safety pin or like a tack, and we're just like poking the shit out of it and it's not going. We're just squeezing. He's red. His back's red. Fucking Andre's face is red. And
Andre's face is red.
I mean, the amount of like effort that went in, I mean, it probably took us like a full 45 minutes to an hour till anything coming out. So just imagine the amount of work going in and out of this pimple, or not even a pimple, I don't know, it was like a cyst. And then when it finally comes, Andre's beard was a lot bigger at the time, but it fucking like slow motion, I felt like I could smell it, but I probably couldn't, but it was like my brain telling me that I could smell it, and it just went zoom, and it just like hit him in the fucking face.
Bro, that is so gross.
But it really got on him, but it felt like it got on me because I watched it get on him. And it was just like, it fucking hit him. It was like, and he just, bro, there's no, I mean, he jumped in the pool, but like for me, that wouldn't have done it. I mean, it was weird. You know how like when you try to get something out, you just end up making things worse? And it was fucking, it was like on his chest and his nipple. It was most disgusting. And that was the initial poke. So then we started to like squeeze it, or he started to squeeze it more, and it just was like a volcano, like, and it was fucking went for another 5 minutes of just exploding pus. I think it got well, dude, the worst part the producers said they only filmed it just for liability purposes. But I definitely thought that was like one of the most highlighting things that we did on the entire show, which
why isn't none of this crap airing though?
Dude, this thing was gnarly. It was like a volcano, I swear to God. And someone got hit in the face with it.
And again, why don't they air these things, man? I swear. I don't know. Wait, so there's cameras in the room while you guys are sleeping? Like camera there's, guy yeah. in your room? Or just cameras? Did you guys hear that? Oh, yeah. Was there like, so were there like camera guys in the room or just cameras?
Camera guys. There's three cameras in each room. There's three cameras. Basically what happens is when
there's cameras in the bathrooms.
No way.
No, there wasn't only mics.
Oh, mics. Okay.
No, I had a camera in my bathroom.
Yeah, there's some cameras in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's camera and what's his name? Ryder's, or not Ryder, but I can't remember their names now. Gil and Gil Thunder and
and Miles.
And Miles, there's about, because I went in there for a day. Oh, that was another thing they didn't put in there. So I was rooming with Ricky for the whole show, and me and Ricky are teammates from out here at Alpha Male. And then when we picked up Mike, the Mikester.
Mikester.
No, either. But when we picked up Mike, they asked me to, you know, make him feel more comfortable. And we thought for sure Aaron, like, being roomed with all and not a single person in his fucking room was on his team that would give up his bed to go room with one of his teammates. We go back there and like, hey, Aaron, would you be cool giving up your bed for the Mikester? And then you can room with your teammate because that's normal as fuck. And he said no.
Nah, I'm good.
Dude, I'm already settled. He was already settled.
He wanted the Team Ortega colors.
Yeah.
He was in the only room of four people. He was in a room of four, and they were all, it was Dan and two Russians. And yeah, it was just like, he had the opportunity to room with one of his own teammates, and he said no.
In the best bedroom of the house.
What's that?
It was in the best bedroom too.
Yeah. And like the biggest bedroom of the house too. So I gave up my bed for him. And then for like a week or something like that. And then they fought, and then I switched back.
Did you wash the sheets?
Fuck no. I didn't wash my entire
time. Anyways, okay, question, guys. So I'm assuming none of y'all knew each other going into the show, correct?
No.
From you guys. Okay.
I knew Ricky.
Oh, none of us, no.
I didn't know any.
I know. Vince knew Ricky. Josh knew Brady. Andre didn't know anybody. Okay.
Correct.
What was your first – what was your initial reactions or your initial thoughts of each other? When you guys met?
The Wolfpack or just in general?
Just in general. What was your first opinion of Josh, Vince? What was your first opinion? What was your first thought of Josh? I'll ask
you. I told you, I was like, this fucking guy is, he doesn't seem like, you know, like a fighter. He was like, what'd you do? He's like, oh, I'm an accountant. I'm like, so you play with numbers.
You act like I was wearing like a polo shirt on game one. Sweater. I was wearing a polo with glasses and everything. I was wearing a damn t-shirt, like,
dude, he hadn't had a haircut in fucking 20 years or something. Like the Geopets.
Great mushroom for sure.
Andre, what was your first thought of Vince?
Yeah, I think we were in like the van going somewhere, and he like chimes in from the back because he's not in the front row Wolfpack yet, and he's like says something, and I look over my shoulder, I'm like, yeah, you look like you got good credit. Like, I don't know what your deal is.
No way. You know I don't have good credit. My credit's fucking.
No, I'm talking about Josh.
Oh, he asked you Vince.
I asked you Vince.
I knew Vince didn't have good credit.
Josh, what was your what was your first initial thought of these guys?
Man, I don't know. Andre kind of, you know, he says like he didn't think I was cool at first, but I didn't think he was cool at first either. I was like, this guy seems kind of like a meathead, probably not smart at all.
We are.
Like, I would have no good conversation with this guy at all. He was like, all right at chess, relatively funny, and he is smarter than he looks. I mean, he likes to play the dumb guy, but he's actually pretty smart.
You know what? That's
Josh ended up spending a lot of time together.
Yeah. If I'm being like, dude, 100% honest, the fact that Andre can like win at chess and play chess and was like skillful in the area of chess was like super surprising to me.
Right. Not,
yeah. That's like a super tactical like game and smart person shit. And he was beating he beat a bunch of people in the house in chess, except for Ricky's grandma, of course. But
Ricky's grandma.
Another inside joke.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. My bad.
You'd love to be a part of one day, I know. But
there we go. Well, so Dan told me Andre's the most competitive person in the house. Is that true?
I don't know. What'd you guys compete over?
Chess.
Chess? Yeah, that's what you tell me, chess?
Well, I mean, you guys played pool, and if you lost pool, they'd go back to the chess, and then they tried playing checkers, and it was just kind of a back and forth. I mean, we only had so many options of games. I don't think we played anything else, to be honest.
There wasn't much to do in the house, to be honest.
How quickly did that house feel like it shrunk to you guys after a certain amount of days? I hear people tell me that it's a huge house, but it quickly starts to shrink. And once you start running out of things to do out there besides train and eat.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even allowed to eat that much because I was fucking fat.
So fat. So once Vince made weight, I was like, all right, if this guy can make it, I'm not even worried about me anymore.
So who had like the worst eating habits on there?
Probably Miles.
Oh my god, bro.
Miles literally cooked bacon and macaroni and cheese like every single night.
Dude, how big did Dustin get?
I was just about to say Dustin. I feel bad. Dustin must have got up to 180 pounds after your
loss. He was so top heavy. It was quite a sight to behold, to be honest.
It all happened in a pretty short amount of time, too.
Yeah, well, he was actually impressive.
Was there anything besides, I mean, chilling with the boys, what was the thing that stood out the most to you as far as an experience as a whole being on The Ultimate Fighter for each of you?
There was Farkas.
Farkas, if you're out there, he's had us on Instagram. Like, we love you.
Yeah. I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Ice.
Most fuck, man. I don't know. I think just an experience of being away from like what we're normal to, I think stood out the most is like I had to make friends with these guys that I wouldn't normally be friends with, and I ended up having, you know, to open up to a lot of people and just learning a lot about myself. And you know, I started off the show being a dickhead, kind of, and then opening up to the guys towards the end, I guess.
Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say the same thing as Vincent. Just, I probably would have never been friends with these guys outside of the gym, so that was super cool.
But Josh's girlfriend would never let him hang out with us.
Outside of the gym, anyways. But damn.
what did you take from it, Andre?
I mean, getting like when you spend every second with guys, you definitely get close for sure. But definitely like getting like the one-on-one privates with Henner Gracie or Brian Ortega, or like, you know, like not like you don't get those types of opportunities in your life very often. So, I mean, every day I'd come in and, you know, most guys are cutting weight or, you know, were hurt. And like Henner's like, you know, you want to roll? I'm like, yeah. And he would just give me like 2-hour privates working on stuff, which is, you know, that costs like if you want a 2-hour private with Henner Gracie right now, like I can't even imagine. Josh, what do you think that would cost?
Who knows?
$200 an hour or more.
Yeah, so.
He won't even come to a seminar for less than like $50,000.
$35,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, I'm in the wrong line of work. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, gentlemen, I've always been so curious about this, and I you know, I've had plenty of people that have been on the show, and I hit myself in the head because I never asked this. Where the hell are those one-on-one like interviews like held or confessionals or whatever the hell people call them? Where are they held? Are they in the house?
Yeah.
They're in the house.
Yeah, in the garage.
See, I've never knew that. I've always wondered about that. I always tell myself, where do they talk? My girlfriend was watching it the other day, and she, you know, she's become a fan of the show. She's like, where do they talk? I'm like, I don't know. I've never asked that. So that was a good one. And now, what about the list? How fantastic was it to have the list? Under smile.
If only I could bring it home.
Yeah.
Literally, you just write. We just
get steaks and lobster and whatever every night. It was awesome. Yeah. Steaks.
Besides,
Trey loved the list for sure.
Oh, great! Because of the steaks.
Steak. Yeah.
Do you want to go ham? I like steak. I had a steak today.
Hell yeah.
Now,
I know someone else who had a steak today.
What was that?
Dude. Are you sure, though? I mean,
oh, pretty sure.
Who had a steak today?
My boy Trayshawn had a steak for sure.
Nah, bro. He's got to make weight right now.
He's never stopped him.
Yeah.
That has never stopped Trey from eating steak.
Is there a funny story that besides all the Vince stuff that he's told us right now that didn't make the show that you guys would like to share? I know that there was an unfortunate one that did not make it, and that was Mr. Dan's becoming a man kind of a story.
Oyster.
that didn't make on the show. Is there any other cool stuff that didn't make it on there? I'm sure there's a bunch.
Hey y'all, what's going on? This is Lorena Garza from El Garza Law out of San Antonio, Texas. I service San Antonio, the surrounding areas, and South Texas for all of your criminal defense needs. I handle both state and federal cases at both the misdemeanor and felony level. I also offer business consulting services and contract-related services such as contract drafting, writing, and negotiations. If you have a criminal charge pending or need help with your business and contract needs, reach out today for your free consultation. Call 956-299-0090 or 210-847-2548. You can also find out more on my website, lgarzalawsa.com, or find me on Facebook and Instagram under lgarzalaw PLLC. A quick thank you to Critical Condition Sports for this advertising opportunity, and y'all enjoy the show. Bye for now.
Cool stories.
Some funny for the audience. The oyster stuff would have been fun with Dan.
Andre tried to take down Craig Jones. That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. How did that not make the show?
Yeah.
It's 2-2. I'm still waiting for...
Andre would show up. So we'd get to go to practice, and they'd be finishing up their practice. And the producers were like, hey, please go to the locker room. And Andre would just look at them, said, fuck you. And he would walk over to Volk's practice every single day, interrupted, didn't give a fuck. And one day he challenged Craig Jones to a takedown. And I believe he, you know, single leg took him to his butt. And, you know, that's all I remember. So I think
I don't really remember what happened after that. Yeah.
So what else happened, Andre?
I don't even remember. I just remember the takedown, to be honest.
Yeah. It
happened so fast.
Yeah.
And luckily Craig was wearing these shorts that had a logo on them so that the producers couldn't use the footage.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lucky him.
Besides the obvious stuff, you know, family, maybe, I don't know how everyone's really in touch with their phone, but besides that, what did you guys miss the most from back home? Of course, family, yeah. Number one.
Probably music too.
Yeah, for sure. Working out with no music was new for me.
Yeah.
That was so hard.
Vince?
You're on the treadmill with nothing.
Dude.
Let's see. I think obviously being with my wife was difficult because she's pregnant, but what I missed the most, I don't know, being able to eat. I fucking ate like one meal a day. I was miserable for the majority of being able to eat.
Vince went to sleep every night at like 8 p.m. We wouldn't eat. We didn't even see Vince at night.
That's
8 p.m.
fast, and I'm really, really grumpy after practice.
So Vince wasn't there for like those pool parties or pool sessions at Joshua.
Yeah, he was never at the pool party.
Nah, not for the most part. I mean, I can't remember. I might have showed up for some shit and passed by, but for the most part, I would just fuck off.
But Josh was with Brady most of the time. So Josh wasn't at the
pool. No, I was not just hanging out with Brady most of the time.
Bro, I'm just saying that's what the guys are saying.
No.
That's what the guys were saying.
I was going to my confessional and I had my last confessional. I was walking. This is just before my fight. And I look over and Josh is like, this is how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to beat Vince. He's got a really
yeah. Yeah. I straight sold him out last minute.
Yeah. You know, and see it worked, and here we are.
He was the double agent. He was, you see, I think Josh was one of them. The double
agent. I was a double agent the whole time.
Yeah. Wait, what was the thing that you guys would talk about before you went to bed, like right before your guys' fight? You and Brady. He was like,
what do you mean? What would we talk about?
I think he said, like,
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When he told me, you probably think I'm just a grappler, huh?
Just imagine two dudes like in the dark sleeping next to each other, and one dude is saying like, "Hey, you probably think I'm just a grappler." Another dude's like, "Okay."
that was a little awkward. I'm not gonna lie.
He's like, "Well, I can fucking strike too, pussy."
Hey, we're about to fight. And, hey,
everyone asks me why Dan wanted to fight Ricky first.
Why is that?
That's like the golden question. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Dude, I don't know. There was so much drama around that, too, that they didn't air also.
Yeah, they didn't. Brady called out Dan in a hot tub.
they didn't air. In a hot tub.
I missed it, but I heard about it, and it was kind of funny. Like, I heard you were being a bitch and didn't want to fight me or something.
Wait, what? Brady said that?
Yeah. It was right after the fight announcement when they announced I was fighting Brady and Dan was fighting Ricky. And Brady was kind of pissed about it.
How much input did you guys get, though?
Lovers have to fight each other.
wait, what was that?
How much input did you guys get to for your fights?
I didn't get any.
I obviously didn't get any. Andre got his wish.
I was like, Andre, I don't think you got
one. Andre got his wish, but
I picked all my fights.
So you knew already, because so they picked teams. Did they pick the fight right away though? I don't know
how. So picked teams, and then they circled everyone up, and Brian said, "Who wants to fight first?"
Oh, okay.
And me and Trayshawn were the only ones that kind of raised our hands. And so Brian was like, "Cool, who do you want to fight?" And I was like, "I want to fight that guy," because he had fought for the title for CFFC like a month before we went on the show. And I asked my coaches if I could fight the winner of that. So I had already kind of knew who he was.
Okay. That's
for me, I did not want to fight. I think I raised my hand. I was like, "Hey, I'm like super fucking fat right now."
Yeah.
I would prefer not to fight this week. I could really use the extra week, you know, to cut some weight. And Volk took it upon himself. Was like, "Dude, that guy's the heaviest dude on the show. He's as big as the 85ers. Let's make him first."
I never cuss on these things, but
my first impression of Vince is like, am I going to have to fight that dude?
Are you one? I legit didn't know Vince was going to make weight. I didn't know Vince was going to make weight.
Bro, I did cry like a little bitch.
But you got it done, brother. You got it done.
I slammed it through doors in the camera guys' face, and, you know, I complained a little bit. But what's that?
They didn't share that either.
Yeah.
Or did that?
No,
we're in the van and Vince is like all sucked out. And this camera guy's got his camera right in Vince's face, just like poking him in the nose with it, basically. Jeez. And Vince is like, "Get the fuck out of my face," slams the fucking van door right in his face. I'm like, that's definitely going on the episode.
Dude,
I didn't make it.
I was like, I was always like, "You got your fucking shot. You got your fucking shot now. All right, get the fuck out of my face." And I shut the door, and like I think Trayshawn still had to get in.
But I thought you couldn't like engage. I talked to the camera guys on there. I don't know. I've heard.
Weren't supposed to.
Not supposed to, but I was grabbing their asses the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a guy that's, you know, making a weight and stuff like that. The last thing that I think they want would be a freaking camera right in front of their face.
Andre sat a ton of gum, like maybe a pack.
Always sitting on
gum. Literally, this dude left his camera out by the pool, went in for like three seconds. And Vince is just teabagging the camera.
Come on. Tell me
The dude came out so mad.
He was pretty pissed.
And who was this?
That was Josh.
That was Josh.
I know. That's what was so crazy about meeting Josh is you wouldn't think he would do some of these things. Yeah. And then you do them.
Josh seems like the nicest guy, though.
Yeah.
Dude, these guys brought out the best and the worst in me. That's all I can say.
So you're turning into a rebel?
Apparently, man. Brought me back to my roots.
My roots.
Was there any weird habits that stood out from any of your castmates or teammates?
Habits?
Like weird habits. I mean, you're living in a house with people you've never met, and you're trying to get used to living with people, and you're going around. I mean, did anyone have like any like weird habits that would just drive you crazy if you were back in your home?
Wait, Trayshawn's teeth.
I was waiting for it, but I didn't want to say
it. I almost forgot about that.
Andre doesn't.
It was like a tick, and I know he didn't mean like anything by it. He was just doing his thing, but it was just. And I'd be like, fuck!
Andre had to listen to that every night before bed.
Oh, dude. Andre had to bed. That must have been so fucking. That must have been.
Jesus, I'm sure after what 6 weeks that crap would drive you crazy.
It was just
all the time too.
Dude, I can honestly like I don't know how you don't open up about the conversations you guys have. Like I would be super curious to just know what the fuck you two would even talk about. I mean, did you guys be pray over each other? Like what?
Oh my god. No point.
No, I like Trayshawn. I talked to him recently. He's a good dude. He's definitely like a brother, but like a little brother that like if we were brothers, we'd fight all the fucking time. Like we fought so much, but we were still cool.
Doesn't argue?
Man,
time.
Now, so I have a question for you folks, and I mean we'll get ready to wrap this up, but as the show's recording, like how often, like in real time for you guys and you're watching this air. Like how often is this happening? Like, were there multiple fights in a week? I guess is what I'm asking. Were there multiple fights in a day? I mean, how did that work? How did that work? Just for the audience that's very curious about that.
Who wants to take that?
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that because the way the show is edited.
Oh, cool.
Go ahead and take it then, because I just the way the show's edited, they have it perceived in a different order. Okay. And that's just all I know. You know, like
so.
Okay.
So first week in the house, first week is quarantine in the hotel.
Of course.
Second week, you're in the house, no fighting. Third week on a Thursday, they have four quarterfinals. And then the following week, there's another four quarterfinals. And then there's a week off, and then they fight the semifinals.
Oh, okay. So yeah. A fight would happen, and then they would pick
different days, but it was all.
And when
so basically, three nights. All the fights took place in three nights.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, people were just curious because I know people were saying, "Hey, so and so looks ready, like they're about to fight right now." But you know, Andre is fighting. Why are they like looking like they're about to like fight? So I just had people ask me that. Very, very curious about that. So what? So there would be a fight, and then you guys would like circle around, then they would pick a fight, and then it would go on like that, or
no? They would pick four fights, and then they'd pick another four fights.
Oh, okay, cool. And that's that happened. Okay, very interesting. Very, very interesting one. That doesn't have to make it on if you guys don't want to. Of course, I can just edit that stuff out. Let's see on here.
I don't. I mean, it's not up to me.
Cool. Just making sure you guys are cool with that. And then, so ending this show right here, besides anything that folks may want to like let the audience know, Dana White told you guys one thing when the show started. He said it was going to be the hardest thing you ever do. Was he right?
Fuck no.
Vince, where's your video?
Oh, I didn't know if it cut it out when it did that. Sorry. No. I wanted to... Here you go.
Well, Vincent actually has that as a poster in his bedroom.
before we sign off, I want I just want to know who's.
Oh man, that's all he was trying to figure out the whole show.
The whole show, Andre had one thing on his mind, one thing only. Fuck, he didn't care about the show half the time. He just I'll let you go. That was another inside joke, but man, look at the fucking, look at the right there.
The fact that Vince, I don't know if you sent him that picture or the fact that he just looked it up and put that on there, it's kind of impressive.
Dude, if I had more time and I knew I could do this, the amount of, I just really hope that this wasn't recording.
Wait, what?
I hope it wasn't recording when we started.
Oh my goodness. No, oh no, 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 not the no, no, bro. I would get so flagged.
Fuck, that's Trayshawn's cousin.
Damn. So, should we tell that story?
Oh my god, Josh, go ahead.
Let's get this. Let's get this.
Oh going. My gosh. Oh, so
Trey
didn't want anyone seeing his ass for some reason. In. And he would always check. He would check his weight. I don't even know how many times a night. And in the middle of the rec area, and he comes to check it one night. Probably had just checked it 2 hours before. He goes, "All right, nobody look at my ass." And I'm like, "Dude, nobody's looking at your ass." So he decides to step on the scale backwards and just show everyone his dick.
I still have nightmares.
Tell
yeah, us. Oh no, you have the other story too.
About the mic guy coming into the room and Trayshawn scaring the living shit the microphone guy.
God. should I not tell this?
No, you need Let's to tell.
Go, man. It's no holes barred here.
That one's the best one.
So these guys, like these production guys, would come in our room at like 2 or 3 in the morning to change the batteries on our microphones. And you're supposed to leave them on the desk. And I don't know, dude. I woke up in the middle of the night and this dude is like changing the batteries. But like the look on his face was of like sheer just like terror. Like he was just like petrified. So I'm like, I'm still in a daze from just like waking up. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? And I look and Trayshawn's in the doorway. Like he had just gone to the bathroom or something. With just the most massive.
It was like this shadow. Like a baby arm.
I'll just say, the guy's blessed. I'll leave it at that.
And the camera guy. The
camera guy must have been so scared. His face was like white. Imagine the poor guy. He's got to walk into two fighters' rooms and change their batteries in the middle of the night. And he sees Trayshawn in the doorway. With fucking Vince, change your background picture back to the first one.
No way. No. Fuck, I'm going. I'm not that. Man.
Anyone have anything else to say? You know, it's such a shame that a lot of this stuff didn't make it on the show. It's such a shame, man. It really is. How long did it take you guys to get used to having cameras around, or did you ever not get used to that stuff?
So the first week, I'm like I watch everything I say because I know we're mic'd up all the time, and I'm just like being careful watching everything I say. And then after a week, you just start like forgetting, and you just start saying dumb shit. Yeah.
And you just start apologizing for everything. You're like, please don't air that. Like, please. Just feel bad the whole time and just hoping that doesn't go on the show. And like after watching the show, I'm just like, well, sweet. They're not going to use any of this. We would like make up excuses like, oh, you know, this is owned by Disney now, so they can't use that. I feel better, but we were all worried about how this was going to air.
But not Josh, though, right? Josh was the nicest guy in the
house. No comment.
Building his credit score. He was trying to teach us.
Give us how to do their taxes. I'm trying to
look, make sure
I'm not going to go to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah, he's got his golf club in the back. Let us everybody know how much money he has, and he plays gas. He's got his little iPod. He has earbuds in.
He's a little putter right there.
Josh golfs at least 3 times a week.
What are you sipping on sparkling water? You privileged fucking.
You guys fucking turned me on.
Is that Perrier? Is that Perrier?
Seltzer's a new thing for people, apparently.
I've never drank this before I went on the show.
Yeah.
Show me your fridge. Is there Kind bars in there?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to get off of the Kind bars.
I'm trying to clean myself off.
And then, so Vince already clearly answered this question. Josh, was this the hardest thing you've ever done?
Oh, nah. Honestly, I've ever done.
Honestly, I thought it was the best thing I've ever done.
I miss it sometimes for sure.
Look, the three of us have all been through like real life shit, like serious shit. So like being in a house and like not having a phone is like not a big deal, you know?
Yeah, in all seriousness, it was probably one of the best experiences of my life. That it's something I'll carry with me every day and everything that I do. It, one of the, you know, just the experience that goes with being on a show like that is something I'll like carry with me with each, you know, interview I do or, you know, experience with new people or coaches or whatever it is. This will all play a massive role in it. And, you know, just, I mean, shaping my future, this show is going to be, is huge. And the contacts and the people and the friendships made and stuff, you know, are going to be there with me forever. And it's, like you said, it was like probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me. And I'm beyond grateful for the show and the UFC and the staff and the producers. They're all great people.
And then, kind of like to wrap it up, I'm sure you folks were real happy to be around, you know, your families and stuff, but was it awkward being around your family or anything like that after, you know, filming concluded for the show?
Well, the fact that I fucking lost, I was like pissed off. Yeah. And I had to be that quiet the whole time. That sucked.
And for you guys, Josh and Andre?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, it's just weird going from just hanging out with these guys every day to try to like civilization. And you know, we got out what, like Thursday, and I was at work the following Monday. And
yeah, I had to go to a real job. We're like, Andre works at a fucking jump house. He plays with
that was doing security at the trampoline place. And I had to go like to a real job the following Monday.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone's telling you like, hey, man, I know you're in the finals. I can't wait to see it. And then just watch, man.
It's me and Andre. Awesome.
Just watch it.
Is
that the crappy part of it?
Yeah.
For sure. They're like, I can tell by the way you're acting right now that you're in the finals. I can't.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't know shit. Go fuck yourself. No, I bet it was probably really tough on Josh just because me and Andre are a bunch of fucking, we're like some frat guys. And he probably went back to work, like trying to talk the same.
I constantly use the inside jokes or references still today. And no one ever gets it. I just have to say, like, I was from the house.
You wouldn't understand.
You're a changed man. I probably wouldn't understand either.
By that.
Gentlemen, as we sign off, is there anything you guys want to let the audience know that, you know, have been watching the show, have been getting to know you all through the show, became fans of the show? You know, I do a review on this on YouTube and stuff. And, you know, I've been, you know, breaking it down and, you know, a lot of people were excited when I told them I would be able to do this. I was able to do this. Is there anything you want to let the audience know?
I'll start, you know, just that me and probably everyone else just appreciates all the support. And, you know, I don't know about Andre. He's ran into quite a bit of heat, I think, in his last post. But it's, you know, been heartwarming and just overwhelming the amount of support that I've reached from the show. And I love all you guys. And it means a lot to me. So thank you.
Andre?
Yeah, for sure. It was a great experience. Definitely, like, I feel super lucky to have had the opportunity. Yeah, it was super cool.
Anything you want to let the audience know, Josh?
Man, Andre, you're smarter than that.
I am not a communist. Can I? Can we get that out of the way here?
Dude.
No, I have a hammer and sickle tattoo because my grandfather was from the Soviet Union, right? No political beliefs whatsoever, but now I am the communist, apparently.
Other thing.
Yeah, you didn't really think that one through when you got that tattoo, huh?
I mean, I was like probably like 18, I don't know.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
That shit happens. But,
no, I saw your new fight shirts. Do you have one of those? I'd like to look at it. Do you have one of those laying around?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You have a new fight shirt?
Yeah, it says AP Army.
And I didn't know you were a black belt.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Wait, what am I missing?
I said this to the guy. So the guy like drew up the whole like logo for the shirts. Shout out to MMA Tico. But I'm like, hey, like, is it weird that like you made it a black belt and I'm like not a black belt? He's like, honestly, I think you're thinking too far into it. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I just show up.
Vince is like, oh, I didn't know you were a black belt.
Yeah, I just show up to jiu-jitsu practice sometimes and wear my black belt, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to think too far into it.
Now I'm disgraced from the Gracie family.
Henner's like, I did all these privates with him. Fuck!
Josh, anything you want to let the audience know, brother?
No, I mean, I was just second what Vincent said. It was an awesome experience. I appreciate everyone that's reached out to me and everything. I don't know if I told these guys, but the day before I was leaving for the show, I didn't even know if I wanted to do it. I was about to just bail on it last minute. And then super glad I ended up going. You know, I would have never met these guys or had these experiences. So it was a blessing and one of the coolest things I've definitely ever done. And, you know, I'll remember it forever.
Do you guys have the classic Dana White meeting as the show ended?
No.
As it ended.
So usually all the fighters usually tell me that there's a Dana White meeting once the show wraps filming and he gives them a speech.
He didn't give us a speech. We had a meeting kind of, but
he did tell us there was going to be an Ultimate Fighter card.
Yeah. And then that kind of hasn't.
So good.
I'll say this, folks, as I did in my last review, I was talking about the finale. And I was telling people, it kind of feels, again, y'all can correct me, right? My opinion. It kind of feels like they had this fight planned and then they just plastered who's going to be the Ultimate Fighter underneath. And they're like, oh, cool. Let's just add these final fights on there.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. And that's what I told the audience. You know, it just kind of feels like that. So it was kind of, I felt like it was a little flat for me, especially from it being, you know, the first season in like 3 years of the Ultimate Fighter. So. You know, unfortunately, I guess that stuff that does happen on there, folks.
Yeah.
Anything else y'all want to let the audience know as we sign out?
Hey, keep pushing to bring us back. You know, I feel like we all worked really hard to get on there. I think we all deserve an opportunity to fight again. And from what I'm told, it's a great show. I think we all put on great fights. And I think the people genuinely do want to see us fight again. So, you know, keep pushing for us. It helps. And keep bagging the UFC. Tell us you want to see the Wolfpack back in there.
Definitely. And you know what? You all do deserve that. You all do deserve it. I'm not just saying it just to say that. You know, all the fights are fantastic. You know, if it wasn't, I struggle to get, and I'll say this on, you know, on the show here, I struggle to get my girlfriend to watch MMA at times. She's really become a fan of the sport because of you guys. You know, and I'm just like being like,
legitimate. She's a Wolfpack fan.
She is a Wolfpack fan. She's a Dan fan. I told her and I told her that I was going to end up getting like a mullet like Dan. And she's like, you're strong.
Wants to join the bronze buns.
Yeah. Yeah. So she wants to do the show. So she's really enjoyed the show. She's even said, hey, Vince is fighting today. We got to watch it today. Or she'll say, Andre's fighting today. We got to watch it. Hey, Josh is fighting today. We got to watch it. So because of you folks, you know, she's becoming a fan of that. And I'm sure a lot of people have really enjoyed the show and you all do deserve it. And I hope we get to see that one day. It would be robbery if we didn't.
You know, one last thing. Yeah. I think Dan watches this show and feels terrible for missing it. I don't know what his excuse is. My baby's due tomorrow. We're going. So I didn't miss the fucking show. I'm curious. years. So, well, yeah.
Hey, Vince, congratulations, congratulations on your baby.
Oh, thanks, man.
Awesome.
Playing with baby.